The plan would implement a funding formula pushed for years by state school superintendent Tony Evers. It would eliminate a school levy tax credit and shift that money directly to classrooms. The net effect would increase general school aides by $525 million. The legislature's budget office says it would cut property taxes on the typical home by $3 next year and $5 in 2019. Oshkosh Democratic Representative Gordon Hintz is one of four Democrats on the state budget committee.
You know, I think we can walk and chew gum on this one. We can deliver more money for all districts within the existing budget, and we can make sure that doesn't disproportionately fall on local property taxpayers.
The Democratic plan would also provide about $90 million in additional state funding for special education. Laurel Waite, Wisconsin Public Radio.